Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 275. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on tonight?
Busy but blessed.
Busy?
That's why I got my scripted for me now. When people ask me how I'm doing, busy but blessed. That's what I'm going to say.
Blessed more than I deserve.
That's true.
Doing the work.
Got to get the work. Like Batman, right?
Doing the work.
I want to tell you guys, I know we're not shout outs yet, but thank you for covering for me on Sunday, which who knows what, when this comes out, who knows what that means, but I really appreciate that. Thank you. I was at a baseball tournament. To be honest, I was in the closet. You guys got mad at me. You duct taped me. You put me in there.
You bailed on us. So
time out.
We had to keep the show going. So
you did. Yeah. You guys, and I listened to the mini like almost right away. I listened to it that evening, and then it took me a little longer to listen to the full, but they're good. I really appreciate it.
You did a good job.
Thank you. And I had that thought, like, I think it's better when I'm not there.
we were going to say something.
It was
about
longer,
that,
but... longer, a little bit better.
We had some notes.
That's good. Well, we got it done in 48 minutes.
I don't think I noticed the professionalism without me.
No, we did.
So that was awesome.
We made it work.
We just
still never the same without without
the
three of us.
The same, but yeah, we definitely were firing on all cylinders.
I thought so too, and I thought
you really were.
Topics were easy.
They're easy.
Well, the mini of the Feathers Hotel. You're correct we've never talked about a haunting of somebody that's haunting. Wasn't that weird?
I didn't know that was possible.
So it was wild. Yeah. You're like, I want to show them thing about that. I'm like, I was blown away. It was cool. And the movie set stuff was awesome. So
yeah, those were fun. Cause
you hit all
we reminisced about the movies and
there's a ton of them out there. I was like, it was not really a horror movie, but Ghost is one of them. That's well known.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, no, you guys did great.
Well, thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun. So now we're here, all three of us, three musketeers.
As it should be.
Or the three stooges, whichever you want
to. I'd take the latter.
Yeah. But I'm not going to.
I agree.
You're not putting me in the closet tonight. No duct tape.
No duct tape, no closet for you.
Shut off his mic.
But yeah, if we didn't tell you, you're not gonna be able to be heard.
This is it.
All right. Yeah, it was fun. So now we're all together, and it is time.
It is.
For the dad joke of the show. Okay. Let's see what we got. All righty. I don't know. Again, this is from my mom's stack of dad jokes. She got me. How many clickbait articles does it take to change a light bulb?
Ooh.
The answer will shock you.
Shocking. That's funny.
Yes. I recommend turning the power off first.
It's probably a good idea.
Probably is.
The answer will shock you. And that's the dad joke of the show. And you're welcome.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
I like it.
Yeah, I try to. Yeah, I actually did cheat this time.
You looked at this one?
Okay. Yeah, I did.
He didn't like the first poll.
Oh, you don't? Yeah, well, you said that too.
No, actually, that was.
Oh, is that it?
That was it. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, I'll go with it.
I thought it was
in
all
spirit.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Sean.
Yes.
Do you have the first announcements?
I do. We come here every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy, and the fun. But the most important thing that we do is build a mental health community for you creepies. So we want you to get help out there. Call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
No doubt.
It's a good deal. Get yourself right.
No doubt, like the band.
Don't speak.
Yeah, I've been around for a while.
Oh, they're back out.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
They came back together?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they let them back out. That. Huh? That's good.
I did not know that. Huh. No doubt they'll do fine.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
I have their cassette.
I actually went and saw them in concert.
Oh, you did?
Did you like it? Was it good?
Yeah, it's a good show. Mm-hmm. My sister and her friend really wanted to go. So I was like, yeah, I'll go.
I've always liked
before
them.
Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
BR, before Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I've always liked them.
That was a long time ago.
I always thought the drummer was funny when he'd make mm-hmm. his hair into horns. He'd spike his hair up.
Yep.
Pretty talented.
Yeah, they're good. It was a good, good show. I can't tell you who opened for them. Mm. I don't remember all that, but I remembered them. Yeah.
I remember seeing them for the first time on MTV's Spring Break.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They performed. Yep. And I was like, oh, man, who's this? And
mm-hmm. Gwen Stefani.
I quite know. Yeah, I noticed
not that she's old, but she's, you know, a lot.
No, young, she's not old. She's younger than us.
No, I know. Well, yeah, we're not that old either. But no, but just that she was so young back then.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
yeah. Maybe 92, something
I wonder
like
if
that.
They play with,
yeah, I think 92, so.
How about 93? They play with Cake? Remember Cake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cake.
Yeah, I remember Cake.
Cake makes me hungry, though.
Gwen Stefani is... Whoa! What?
She older than you?
I take... I mean, she's still young. I mean, 56.
Oh!
She's older than me.
She's taking naps.
And she is an October birthday. Mm. October 3rd.
I figured she was somewhere around our age.
You know, I honestly thought she was probably 49 or 50. I thought she was a good 5 or 6 years younger. No, she's 56.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Young whippersnapper. Shocking.
She's held up well.
She has.
All right. Yes, please get help. If you need professional help, reach out to those numbers. Reach out to the group, friend, family, somebody will always be there.
So, yes.
And we love you guys.
No doubt.
No.
Stop it. Stop it. Just stop. We're going to go down
that
road.
That was either. A good. That was good, Nate.
That was funny.
All right. Yes. Go get you some help. No special announcements again. We're going to go for
those.
I know. Like last time when Nate and I recorded, I was like, oh, first time in the while that
October 31st.
Yeah.
Get your affairs right.
Yeah.
That's
a while from here.
First day of summer, the
21st. 4 months away.
They said the longest day of the year, but now the countdown to Halloween and then the countdown to Christmas starts.
And oh, geez.
Good point. Days get shorter and shorter.
Mm-hmm. Right, seems like it happens every year.
I know. It's weird, huh?
I know. And summer just started.
It's weird that way.
Man, today was nice. Whew.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was
day.
A nice day. It's going to be hot next week.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. 90s,
heat index
right?
In the hundreds.
And oh, 90, yeah, nice. 90s temperatures and into the hundreds, yes.
Okay. That's good to know.
Check your local listings.
It's hot enough, but yeah, there's not that humidity, and it's still hot. So,
All right, yeah. So no special announcements. So you know what that means?
What?
Show's over?
Nope.
Go home.
Oh. Just starting.
No,
just beginning, Nate.
Vroom vroom.
Sean, what are we talking about?
Well, this is your pick, and it is White Sanatorium. And if interested, please check out the show notes for the source links we used for this topic. So the White Sanatorium.
Yeah. You have a. Any foundation on the White Sanatorium?
I do. It's also known as the Old Insane Asylum because it has to sound terribly mad and crazy, right?
Crazy man.
Or Dr. Yeah, we're crazy. Slashing parties, that's right. Or Dr. White Sanatorium.
Or, well, you know what?
What?
I think it's technically a sanitarium. I said that wrong.
Because. Well, I don't know. So this says the White Sanatorium. Then this says the Old Insane Asylum. And then this says, or Dr. White Sanatorium. So it says both. So
I would go with sanitarium.
Sanitarium?
Yeah.
Okay. So not sanatorium. Yeah. That's just what this says. It says White.
Tomatoes,
Dr. White's Sanatorium. But it says both of them on this, on the background. Is a historic, but I like sanitarium better too. Is a historic building located in Wichita Falls, Texas, founded in 1926 by Dr. Frank S. White, a former superintendent of the Austin State Hospital. The facility was designed to provide a more humane, home-like environment for patients with mental illness, tuberculosis, and substance abuse issues, contrasted with the harsh treatments common in the early 20th century. Guess what? Do you think that worked out that way?
So I'm going to just go out on a limb and say no. I don't think it ends well. How many have we talked about that they start out really
Let's
really
treat good. People nice.
Great intentions.
Day number two. Mm-hmm. Let's not treat people nice.
All of a sudden it's chaos. Yeah.
They're crazy. Chain them to the beds.
Yeah. That's it.
We're outnumbered. We have
grandma's got to go.
Too many patients, not enough staff.
They're talking too much. Lobotomies.
Yeah.
Staff.
Right. That's about right.
Seven. Mm-hmm.
Seven. Takes about 2 or 3 years and they're... Yeah, they get about 3 times as many patients as the place is designed for. And Yeah. So Mr. White, Frank S. White, he thought that the facility should resemble a home more than a prison. The White Sanitarium opened as a more pleasant place for the mentally ill to exist, despite the Texas asylum practicing controversial procedures such as electroshock therapy and, you guessed it, lobotomies.
Oh. Lobotomies. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There, like we said, it didn't take long for them to start their nonsense.
So during the 50 years it sat vacant, the White Sanitarium became a well-known hangout. Teenagers used the sanatorium as a place to party, and ghost hunters came looking for signs of paranormal. Throughout the decades, locals kept hearing the same stories.
Mm. So kids used it as a hangout.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
imagine that?
Yeah, I was going to say.
That never happens. We've never had that.
Kids wouldn't use an abandoned place to hang out and create havoc, right? Yeah, this place is, I say we, you know, we haven't talked about it much yet, but I say we go.
Mm-hmm.
Have put on the list.
You're already ready.
I'm ready.
Vamped up.
Something up.
Says the building has been renovated and repurposed as a private residence or apartment building, while the exterior and some internal or interior elements have been preserved. It is private property and not open for public tours. That's
weird.
I didn't know that though. I thought there were some paranormal people going through there. I mean, there could be still paranormal people.
Well, in 2008. Several paranormal investigators, along with a local journalist, entered the building looking for hard evidence of paranormal activity. They recorded loads of paranormal interactions, including EVPs and recordings of unusual voices. So,
yeah, so I wonder when that stopped.
I know. I mean, that was obviously 18 years ago.
I was going to say, there's tons of stories about them, though.
They say apparitions of mentally ill patients in hospital gowns have been seen. The glowing ends of ghost cigarettes floating in the air.
That looks cool.
That would be wild. That would be a little weird. Ghost cigarettes.
Voices of disembodied children.
Hmm.
And many have also seen lights on through the windows of the building, even though it hasn't had power in over 50 years.
Hmm.
That ghost cigarettes makes me think about Erin. She's telling stories about Gettysburg. Oh,
yeah.
Where they bring him
cigarettes.
I still
would love to see that.
I would do.
That would be cool. I mean, I've seen the video.
Yeah.
He's got to have some major ghost cancer. Like lung cancer.
You think so, huh?
I'm dead and then some.
Everybody's feeding him cigarettes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this place is cool. I think that's kind of weird, though, the cigarettes. It's, you know, appearing out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Despite no one smoking in the abandoned Texas asylum.
Can you guys guess what this location has?
A lady in white.
I know.
A lady in white at the White Sanitarium.
No, you're wrong. It's a lady in white.
Darn it.
She's been seen wandering the halls.
Mm.
They seem to do that.
Huh.
Are you saying it's a nice day for a White Sanitarium?
Mm-hmm. As Billy Idol would say.
I know. That song stuck in my head.
Mm. I always love that song.
Yeah, it is a good song.
I like cassette too.
Right?
1983.
Do you guys follow him at all on social media in any way?
I mean, I see him.
I know he's an older gentleman now, but he still looks fantastic. His voice has aged very well. Mm-hmm. He sings.
Yeah, he's like 66 or something like that.
Yeah. He's still got a great voice.
Yeah, he does.
And he's very well put
together. He has definitely not killed his voice.
I mean, I just wanted to point that out, that I have noticed that out there.
You know who else is on? I mean, we're really getting off topic. But who's 78 years old and still rocking is Sammy Hagar. He's still.
Hagar is awesome, though.
I mean, still got a voice.
Still has, I mean, still active. He runs up and down the stage, you know, whether he's playing guitar or not. I mean, just killing. Michael Anthony.
Yep.
Yeah. Their bands. I'd love to see them in concert.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, back to the White Santa.
And we're back.
Squirrel.
It's just one of those days.
Yeah. Let's see here. Frank White was the. Let's see, we were talking about.
I like to call him Frankie.
Frankie White. Frankie S. White.
And Whitey.
Said while working at the hospital, he became enamored by the facility's emphasis on proper treatment of the mentally ill. Instead of the exorcisms, banishment, and stigmatization, whatever.
That's not easy to say. I'm not
stigmatization.
I don't want to tackle that.
Wow. Of the 19th century, the asylum movement was seeking to provide care to the mentally ill. and they wanted to ease them back into a normal mode of life. Let's see here. But it was modeled after, did we already say it was modeled after the Austin State Hospital? No. And White aimed to deinstitutionalize mental health care. He wanted to provide the mentally ill with a pleasant place to live. Let's see where we're at here. Instead of being confined into a single room for most of the day, patients were free to roam the halls of the sanitarium. They had a communal living room. They had a library. And listen to this. They had a card table.
I saw that. Nice.
That's really interesting. A card table. Did they have one card table for
everybody to use? There's a story about that.
52 card pickup.
That's right. It was abandoned. So the sanitarium was abandoned sometime in the 50s after being severely damaged by a flood, sat empty for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. Many young folk as well as old folk have either been there to visit or have heard of it, as it is supposedly haunted by spirits that possibly died there. There were radical medical procedures that took place there long ago. Some people were said to have died from those procedures and now roam the place. Mm-hmm. People have reported seeing lights on at night. Nighttime, this is written weird, when there was no electricity to the place. There have been stories about seeing a woman in white, and like Nate was saying, walking the grounds and also looking out the windows. One of the most noted are people claiming they see a group of men sitting around a table at nighttime playing cards. There was a recreation room at the time that did, where they did play cards there a long ago. Man, this is written so weird. I got to pick better articles. It has been said that children's voices are heard up and down the hallways.
Yep. They say fresh cigarette butts appear out of nowhere despite no one smoking in the abandoned Texas asylum.
You don't say.
I do say.
You just did. You're right. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of, let's see here, the libraries. Yeah, it says libraries are already creepy enough as it is. So a library in an insane asylum has to be one of the spookiest places on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Crews took EVPs in this room and heard the voices of both children and adults, as well as an old-fashioned bicycle horn, despite nobody else being in the building. So on this in this article, they have a video you can play. That'd be wild. Bicycle horn?
Though the facility was relatively modern and humane for its time, if you want to call it humane, the facility still performed controversial experiments on its patients, especially on those who acted out. Imagine that.
Yeah, that would happen.
Electroshock therapy was common.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, they call it electroconvulsive therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Introduces many seizures. I don't think that sounds like a good
thing. Right.
But yeah.
ECT, it's fun. Come try.
Introduces many seizures in an attempt to provide relief to mental disorders. Yeah, I think they're completely going about that the wrong way. Many say that it does more harm than good. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Leaving patients traumatized and sometimes causing damage to heart and brain tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah. Seems
it's like playing a Frankenstein, yeah. Dr. Frankenstein.
Seems valid.
It's weird. I don't know. In the medical field, we learned a lot about, you know, psych stuff, and I remember it was still a thing. It still is a thing. They still
is. Yeah.
But I don't know. And somebody out there might disagree with me, but it's never sat well with me. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Right.
This is interesting. They said down in the basement there were reports that you could hear water running in a sink. It says that the water has been disconnected from the building for many, many, many years.
That would be creepy.
Right? Mm. So, who's running that water?
Yeah.
Huh. Darn kids.
I know.
They don't have to pay the bills.
So they performed, as you said earlier, lobotomies.
Yeah.
Babark practice, which tried to cure mental disorders by drilling a small hole into the patient's skull. Most patients who received lobotomies were left with severe brain damage and completely unable to function in a normal capacity. Those who were lucky enough to not end up as a vegetable were rendered emotionally blunt,
mm-hmm.
and in a trance-like state. A high percentage of these patients committed suicide.
I bet.
Mm. So yeah, when they take your brain and make it a protein smoothie,
yeah,
it doesn't work no more.
Right. That is sad. I mean, there's so many. I mean, pretty much, I think all the places we've talked about, sanatorium, mm-hmm. asylums, they always did lobotomies and they're just screwing these people up. They ruin their lives.
I understand. It was that time, in day of age of, they thought that it was groundbreaking and, like the new way of treating these things. I get it. I mean, I understand why it happened, but man, it needed to be researched a little bit more.
Yeah. I know.
It seemed like it was a lot more on the avenue of trial and error
mm-hmm.
versus scientific research. Does this really help, or are we harming these people?
Right. Yeah. Well, and it was too late to figure. When they found out, it was, it's too bad. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. He's a well-known doctor. He's been on a lot of the true crime podcasts I've listened to. But he was the first one to do the, through the eye socket. I'm trying to blank on his name. He just butchered. Mm. Hundreds and hundreds of people.
That was like the TB stuff where they just open up their rib cage and splay them open.
Yeah, we learned about that at Waverly.
It'd give them more room for their lungs to expand. It's like,
ugh.
Yeah. How about some penicillin?
I know. It is sad.
It's like that bloody eagle, torture almost. And it was torture. I mean, they did, whether they meant it to be or not, it was.
Yeah.
Do you think, the word patient, when you're like, what are we going to call these people? Well, they have to be very patient in the medical field. Let's call them patients. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have a lot of, I've told that to my patients. I'm like, as a patient, you have to have a lot of patience as you're going through the procedures that you're going through mm-hmm. or just all the policies and procedures and crap you have to deal with sometimes in the medical field. It takes a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just an interesting thing, where they ever landed on that word.
Well, and
it's very accurate, though.
I mean, the medical field has come leaps and bounds nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still some questionable stuff, but a lot of the stuff that they do to treat people is backed up by research and everything. And but even with all that said, it's still called practicing medicine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
they pointed that out too.
I know.
There's a lot of fun.
Can we get past the practice?
Fun yeah. with I'm work. Yeah,
if you're going to do this, no more practicing. I want you to be seasoned. I don't want you to be practicing.
You don't know how many people.
Well, and there's got to be somebody that comes last in the in the scores of the medical. My test.
It's called doctor.
Somebody who's always last.
My grandmother
still called doctor.
My grandmother used to say she felt like a guinea pig in the in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say your grandmother?
Grandmother. Oh, yeah, my mom's mom. And my mom still says that to this day. I don't. She used to say that. I don't ever want to return to that. My patients will say that too, and I say that too. I'll say, it's a practice, right?
They
got it down by now.
Look where we're at now, obviously. And then, back in the day, they thought smoking was healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you're saying it's not? Darn it.
What cracks me up is when I see doctors smoke.
Prescribe nurses. That kind of stuff. Yeah.
That cracks me up.
I have a lady that's kind of confused, and she's funny, but she likes to go out and see the smokers, and she tells me, she's like, no, I don't smoke. And I was like, she goes, but they're good people, and I like to go see them. And then she forgets, she tells me this every time she sees me, but she'll wink and nod, and she'll say, but I do like to vape. I'm like, then you're smoking, basically. Yeah. Like, that's not screwing your lungs up. Yeah. But I always tell, she's like, now don't tell anybody.
If they get a smoke break, so do I.
I'm pretty sure if you don't remember that you've told me 55 times, you probably don't remember that you tell everybody all the time. So I'm like, I don't think it's a secret there, Mildred.
Mildred.
That's not a real name. But.
So I've got a story here of a investigation. Said one night, two people decided to spend a night out there one time just to see what might happen as they had heard rumors that the old place was haunted. They set up comfortable reclining chairs in the lower level of the building. Finally, after several hours of conversation, they both dropped off to sleep. Around midnight, both men were awakened by the sound of footsteps shuffling across the cement floor. Then they heard sloshing around coming from the basement level beneath them. Running water, that plumbing.
Right.
Said at that time there was about 6 inches of water in the basement. Then coming from outside the building, both heard the plain cry of a woman as she called over and over again, "Susan, Susan, Susan." A thorough check revealed nothing either inside or outside the building. That's creepy.
It is creepy.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think I'd stay there.
Yeah.
Inches of water too.
There was a article from 2020 and it says, in almost every small town you visit, you'll likely hear several spooky stories about old buildings that once were home to patients fighting mental illness, places that could still be home to several spirits or entities. Well, just like those stories, the old white sanitarium holds many creepy stories of paranormal activity for nearly a century, but that's not scaring away one couple looking into it. For a blast from the past, Aubrey Gelada and his wife were on a mission to move into either an old courthouse, hospital, or even an old school building. Well, now their search is over because they are the newest owners of a building that carries those many stories. One day we were just on Zillow and this house popped up, and the same day that it popped up, we came and looked at the house, and the very next day we submitted an offer, Gelada said. Fast forward to a year later, and the Geladas have been hard at work renovating the old tuberculosis or TB hospital in the 1920s before being turned into a drug and alcohol rehab in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. But the Geladas still have a long way to go. So apparently that, I imagine they're still the same people that have been renovating it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I was wondering who has it and wouldn't it so somewhere in 2020 is when they probably stopped the paranormal investigations.
Sounds like it.
COVID era.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
The hospital allowed patients to smoke inside, as many places did at the time. Mm. Witnesses say that they've seen the glowing ends of cigarette butts floating in the air. These ghost cigarettes are most commonly seen around the card table, accompanied by the shadows of strange men. Why do they have to be strange?
Right?
True. True.
Got it.
I think you mentioned earlier about a paranormal team and a TV reporter going in there mm-hmm. in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
When they entered, the entire team's electronics went down.
Ooh.
One expert says that spirits feed off electrical fields when present, usually to absorb enough energy to become visible.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
I have heard that a lot, that investigators' equipment goes down. You know, they go through batteries and
batteries just don't last.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I just put a new battery in. And shortly after that, it's drained. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, if that's what their
energy suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got a, wicked history, like you can imagine. Anything else on the white sanitarium? Did you guys find
my page froze? Is that weird?
Just mine earlier before
it,
you came.
Is that weird? Yeah,
that's why I asked Nate. I go, "What's the Wi-Fi?" But
it's linked, but it's just not doing anything, which is weird.
Despite there not being any children present, the crew heard childlike voices, which were picked up on the audio recorder, along with conversations from unknown adult spirits. An old bicycle horn was once heard chiming in the library of the haunted insane asylum.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It seems weird.
Very active.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They found cold spots and strong gusts of air. In the library especially, the crew had strong EVP readings.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, they said small objects and remotes frequently turn up missing for days only to reappear exactly where they were left.
Mm.
So the old, we're going to hide them on you or take them from you and then bring them back, mess with you a little bit. It's like when the people are renovating.
I don't want to watch that show.
Yeah. Yeah. That's weird. Yeah, like the missing tools trick.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I had this right here.
Why is my hammer in the wall?
Oh. Pesky spirits, right?
Yeah, I wish they would do. Yeah, there's
that have the investigations back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
This real quick. This
oh yeah,
because this page I'm looking at, it said important note for visitors. This property is now a private residence, and there are no access passes, ghost hunts, or tours available. So, just don't do ask. A drive-by. Don't ask.
The geladas.
Yeah.
If you're out there, geladas, open it back up. Maybe they would just for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. I like this, the walking cigarette butts. I think that's cute and funny and probably a little scary if you actually saw it. And then the bicycle horns. I think that's really
Yeah, hilarious. That's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. You don't hear a lot of that.
No.
It's something new.
Yeah. What else we got on the white sanitarium?
We're going.
Oh, we're in. Yeah. Let's see, this is where, what?
Wichita Falls. Showing pictures of it now, I believe, as the residence.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all that big. I expect it to be a lot bigger than what it's looking like.
It's 12 hours and 39 minutes get to Wichita Falls, Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Hmm. So, it's a decent drive. Yeah. I never heard of Wichita Falls, Texas. But
I haven't either. I was thinking
I have now.
Wichita, Kansas, but that's...
I know.
Not the same.
12 and a half hours. So, yeah, I think that'd be a little much, but that's okay. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like this place. It's got history, a dark history. Meant for good at first, and then it just goes bad.
Like they all do, I swear.
They all do. Every single one.
They all had the same protocol.
Yep. You think one of these days we're going to find a story that says it started out good and it didn't?
No.
It isn't a good
one. I'm going to say no.
No, never.
Honestly, I don't think we will.
Human beings happen.
And what's amazing, like, there's so many out there. There's so many sanatoriums and asylums. It's just like, yeah, endless. And I guarantee, I'm going to go out on a limb, I'm going to guarantee.
I think that's fair.
There is not one that ended well, you know? But
well, I mean, that... Like I said earlier, I mean, that's sort of what they thought was the going treatments, and everybody went with it.
Yeah, and then they get overrun. Until
finally somebody thought outside the box, but is too late, as many years of these horrific procedures.
Yeah, it is horrific.
Well, I mean, just treating like, you know, a lot of them, not this one, I mean, I didn't see it anyway, but, you know, like those ice baths, like they'd put people in, that's just terrible treatment. You know, but I don't know. Kind of sad. Anyway, that's all I got on it. I don't know if you got.
I like that there was no occupational therapy mentioned, because I swear, like, some of these, you're like, how the darker they get, they're like, and there was occupational therapy. I'm like, son of a gun. See, there was some good intentions. Like, yeah. There was a garden, and they grew their own food, and they did purposeful activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then they killed people. It wasn't the OT's fault.
Let's see, real quick. I have a review about the place.
Oh, yeah.
It says, my grandmother, Clara Mae Moffitt, was committed there by my grandfather, Joseph Haskins. It may have been used for tuberculosis patients, but was also used as a mental facility. I have her medical records to prove it. This was back in the early to mid-1920s. Interesting.
Was that Little Miss Moffitt?
Who sat on a toffet?
Right, exactly. Kurt Sandway.
No, I think that's interesting that somebody actually, you know,
knew family somebody that was in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of places that we've talked about or seen, or even places in Indiana, you know, that's there. We're not that far removed from people still being
not
remembering,
really.
You know.
No. Well, especially
I don't know if we'll ever talk about Longcliffe, but up in Logansport, I remember hearing about that place all the time, you know.
Oh, they got some place up there?
Yeah, it was an institution, and I've told you on air, but my grandmother, or not my grandmother's, my grandfather's sister had to go. Long story short, she got beat in the head with a frying pan.
Oh, no.
And she went from an A student to in this mental institution. And that's where I used to hear about Aunt Betty, and I'm like, ugh, just, yeah.
She got beat with a frying pan?
Mm-hmm.
Like there?
Yeah, I won't tell you more than that.
Oh,
but
man, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That is not good.
Not good. No. She's lucky to live, but for the rest of her life, that's where she was institutionalized. Now, they'd take her out on outings, and she'd go to family reunions and stuff, but she's a sweet... I barely remember her when I was a kid. I think she died when I was very, very young. I remember going to her funeral, but sweet, sweet lady. But yeah, she was like a very, very smart person, And yeah,
I mean, like how like how old are we talking when she got taken there?
She was a teenager.
Oh gosh!
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, teenager.
Almost half 20s or 30s. I don't know.
This is my family history. My grandfather, basically, same thing. Nearly happened to him, but he was a pretty strong guy. Boxer and in the army and stuff. Before that, though, he did all those things. The same thing almost happened to him, and he basically wrestled that person down to the ground and sat on him and said, basically, the hell you will.
Right.
You're not sending me to Longcliff. But that's what I hear about when I heard Longcliff, I always thought, oh my gosh, it's like Arkham Asylum in my mind. Mm-hmm. Still is to this day when I hear that. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's got this dark cloud that rains all the time. And
like whoever was swinging the frying pan, they need to make their own.
It's a surprise, actually. My mom always like, it's surprising.
They need to make their own eggs.
Yeah.
Right. I know.
Yeah. It was one of those cast iron, heavy skillets. Yeah. So, anyway, our frying pans are what we call them.
There are a couple. It gets, on an average, it gets 3.5 out of 5 mm-hmm. on TripAdvisor. This one person from Santa Fe, New Mexico, this was 10 years ago, said, so creepy. Says, we went around 1 a.m. It was so creepy with a very eerie feeling. My mom and brother swore they heard a girl scream twice.
Oof.
Hmm.
Yeah. And they posted a picture. But no, I mean, 3.5 is not bad. No. You know, somebody from, Wichita Falls. They said, to be honest, I have not been here in many years since I was a teenager, to be exact. I grew up in Wichita Falls and just moved back after being away about 16 years now. I was delighted to see that the old property turned into a family home, breathing new life into the place. I've not even given this place a thought in so long. I will certainly drive by. As kids in high school, we would go there, and the boys would tell us girls ghost stories. Said we were good kids and did not do any damage, but it was fun to imagine the way it used to be. I very much enjoyed the review written by the homeowner. So,
I bet.
Yeah, I can imagine being a kid out there. Can you imagine like being a kid at like the Indiana State?
With
the multiple buildings. And
I think I've told that before, that Jenna would, when it was still the old abandoned hospital, and we go by there and Jenna's like, that's where they drown people in bathtubs, which is actually true. But I was always like, I know, it's a terrible place. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. This person, this is a very, very good review. They gave it 5 out of 5, and it's a very long review, very detailed. It said, I'll kind of condense it. It said, we used to hear children laughing as if playing together. Christmas of 2014, we bought presents for them and put them under the tree with the rest. Opened them last and left them out for the kids. We have not heard them since. That's weird. Mm. However, odd things still tend to turn up missing for days at a time, only to be found later right where they should have been. The most recent was a remote control for a radio that went missing for 2 days, then reappeared right where it had been before. One of the paranormal TV shows did an investigation here several years ago and did find significant activity on the second floor, but again, nothing evil. So, okay. Evil things happen, but
so they say,
doesn't mean that the hauntings are evil. That's good.
We say that the lady in white apparently is a ghostly nurse who is said to roam the halls of the abandoned building. According to legend, the nurse was a former employee who became mentally ill after witnessing the horrific conditions at the hospital. She is said to appear to visitors and staff members, appearing as a ghostly figure in a white uniform. Some have even claimed to have felt her presence or heard her whisper in their ear. Another popular ghost story associated with the White Sanatorium involves a patient who died in a particularly gruesome manner. Mm-hmm. The patient was said to have been locked in a room and left to starve to death. And his ghost is said to still haunt the building. Visitors to the site have reported seeing the ghostly figure of a man and have heard strange noises coming from the room where he was said to have died.
Starved to death.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Not at all. You know, I wonder what a medical reason that was.
Yeah, right.
Starvation. He needs starvation.
Yeah. Let's don't feed him.
It makes
lock him up.
The other one besides Longcliff that makes me think of when I think about institutions around here, I know, got them all over. LaRue Carter. Do you remember LaRue Carter?
No.
It's, I swear.
Maybe.
It used to be off of 56th Street, I thought, but I could be wrong about that. When you look it up now, it says Spring Mill. But it was a place you could go to, like for rotations, even when I was getting out of, you know, in school for occupational therapy. And it was one, it was just like all the ones we talk about, but it was still active, you know, it had ECT and all the, I don't know if I had lobotomy still, but yeah, it's another, we should probably, I don't know if it has anything. And like I said, I think it's still an act. I think it's part of Indiana University now. I think they have their own like neurobehavioral type stuff, but yeah, it was called LaRue Carter and it was like the Arkham of Indianapolis.
Oh, nice.
My remembrance.
I was always a fan of the metal bed springs hooked to a battery.
Oh, where are you now?
I've seen that in a few movies.
Yeah. you've seen that old trick, huh? Oh, well. Yeah, this place is creepy and sad, but historic. I mean,
it is.
Yeah, historic.
Good or bad. It's got a history, right? Well, if that's all we got, I think the creepies will enjoy that. White Sanatorium. I'm going to say you're going to lighten it up a little bit, Sean. I'm going to say middle-aged moment.
Okay.
Say dark side.
So I'm going to call this a light side since it is Billy Idol White Wedding. I couldn't find White Sanatorium.
Are you serious?
Sanatorium or any of it. But I did. And since we brought it up, I'm like, I'm totally using it now. So this came on the radio like yesterday. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to use that for this. Since everything's about white. And I love me some Billy Idol. And so, hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding or a sanitarium. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your advice or wish? Hey, little sister, hey, little sister, shotgun. Oh, yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. So it goes on and on and on with all that stuff. Now, the interesting thing about this song, besides Billy Idol's awesome, is I always thought it was about him talking to his sister who was running away with somebody he didn't think she should be with. Hey, that's not actually true. So in England, they little sister is basically slang for girlfriend. So like, it's actually him losing a girl to some other guy and like, you're sure this is what you want to do? And then he's hurting. But I didn't realize that. I mean, I don't know. You can kind of read into it and all this stuff.
Right.
But it's about unrequited love. Who knew? Billy Idol is deeper than you give him credit for, in other words. So
good to know.
It's a nice day for a white sanitarium.
I always like the video. Takes me back to the MTV days.
And it's a Billy Idol snarl. You know.
Am I right? Was it 1983?
Oh, I already got it. I think that is correct. Let me look.
I'm saying 83. I was going to say 83 or 84, but I'm going to go with 83.
I don't know. I normally don't shut it down, but I totally shut it down. Wouldn't you know? 1982.
82. Man, wow. That's even a year sooner than I thought. Okay.
Isn't that when
Little Todd was 11.
Thriller album came out? 82. And Thriller 82.
I thought that was 83.
We'll see. Oh, wait. We got
maybe that was 82 as well. I don't know.
Depends on what, if the dimensional shift didn't affect it, it could be 83 though. I don't know.
No, you're right. 82.
82. Mm, it was a big year for Billy Idol and Michael.
The reason I thought I was in sixth grade, so I was in fifth grade.
I don't know. Okay. We're 82. We're all living in some weird dimensional shift, right?
That is weird. Usually I'm pretty good on my years. I'm 0 for 2 there.
When was I born? When was Nate born? You don't have
a
the answer.
A lot.
You're 71. I'm 79. 81. Yeah. No, 72.
71.
71, 81, right? 82? 80. Was it 80? Oh, shoot. I'm thinking of Jenna. See, I don't even know. Wasn't that terrible?
80. Wow.
I'm sorry, Nate. I'll never forget now. Again.
I was nine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We are technically a year apart.
Weird. You guys are young. Mm-hmm. Not really, though. All right. that was a good middle-aged moment, I guess, is what we're calling that, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I can't say hybrid, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Well, moving on from Billy Idol, two shout-outs. Shout-outs, Nate, any shout-outs this week?
Shout-outs. No, I'm drawing a blank. Yeah. Can't really think of who I want to shout out to.
I've never understood the drawing a blank. Like, how does that work?
Cut his mic.
I get it. I just
cut his mic.
Just trying to visualize that.
No shout outs then?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Sean?
I've got a couple, but I'll make them fast. The first one is the most important one is Jenna's grandmother passed away, Mamaw Shirley. So shout out to her. God bless her soul and our Jenna and her family. Just wrap my love and arms around them. And I promise not to sing, but been a rough week for them, but they're happy. She went peacefully and God bless her. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Aunt Lana passed away. So they're both better place. So good things. They did ask me to write a prayer for her graveside, which will be in a couple weekends. And she's getting cremated and everything. So I told Jenna's mom, I go, of course I will. So I'm working on that and just kind of putting in some stuff. And I told her I'd be happy to do that and then read it at the graveside. So God bless her. And then I already shouted out to you guys. Thank you guys for covering me. Harrison just started as an electrician this Monday as an apprentice. So I'm proud of him. Shout out to him. I also wanted to shout out to my daughter, Claire. She's going to get baptized in a couple weekends.
Nice.
She went to CIY up in Michigan and she had texted Jen and I and saying, I've made it a big decision. And we were told her we're so proud of her. So we said, who do you want to baptize you? And of course I thought it was going to be me, but she said Harrison and I've already asked him and he already said yes. And
so, oh, she wants Harrison too.
Yes. Wow, I thought that was perfect. Deal. Yeah, I know. Right. He just got baptized not that long ago. So, yeah. So I'm very proud.
So happy at PCC?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
So it'll be not this weekend, but the next.
Cool.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
It is the biggest decision of your life.
That's right.
It is, without a doubt. Well, cool.
Oh, one other quick shout out to Aaron Ignatz because it's gotten pushed back a couple days. It was going to be the 27th, which is Ella's birthday, but now it's going to be the 30th. That it'll be past this now, but once this drops. But my children's book is coming out. Yep. So the day the world lost its wonder is she goes, we're going to get this sucker out. I'm like, yes. So we had some issues. Nate knows a few things about that. And then, it looks good in 2D and I'm supposed to get the proof tomorrow and I know it's going to look good in 3D too. So I'm happy for that. So, but yeah,
nice. Okay.
I'm getting two books out in my life. I think I've lost about 20 years. Like it ages a person. It's wonderful though.
I remember Jerry Pauly. He said it was hard.
It is harder. The writing part of it is hard, but that's not even the hardest part. It's like getting your baby out there and just, it's hard. That part is the hardest part.
Is that your shout outs?
Those are my shout outs. Okay. Do you want any more? I got a couple more notes.
I don't have any shout outs.
I was going to say, I probably had enough. I haven't had any for a while, so there we go.
No shout outs for me. So let's move on to the sponsorship. Nate, please. Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Scott and Corey, and Greenwood Happy Haunts for your sponsorship. Something like that. Sponsorship. Kind of said that weird, didn't I? Sponsorship. There we go.
Yep. When we love them.
Thanks, Scott and Corey.
I think all three of us have a lobotomy today.
I don't know what's going on.
That's probably true. Yeah, something. I'm back, right? That's what's happening. I think so. You love Scott and Corey now, and it's because of the food truck.
Yes,
the wet burrito. I know. I see that look in your eye. The look of love.
If they have that the wet burrito, every time I come over there, I'll come over anytime.
Scott and Corey.
Well, they have three or four more events, and
heck yeah,
they'll probably have that because that's who they use. They use the same.
Oh my God, that was so, it was truck. So good though.
It's authentic Mexican, man. It's
you awesome. Guys said that because I got that one little taco. It was that little Taco El Pastor or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's what, because she said how many? And I'm like, I'm just going to have one because I swear to God, I'm going to have that wet burrito. Mm-hmm. And so I ate that because I knew eating that, I'm going to be like, I'm still hungry. I don't want that wet burrito. That's what I told her. Because she looked at me funny when I said, just one. And then I was like, I got plans.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was good 2 years ago, and I remembered it. And I was like, oh, yeah. I had the cheese quesadilla. Mm. All right. Well, we do love them, and we appreciate their sponsorship. Sean, yep. Second announcements.
I got them over here. Follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That is two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so get you some. Go get... Blah, blah, blah. There's that lobotomy.
Man, we are...
<There's> lobotomy. So go get you some.
We are on it tonight.
We are.
Yikes. Yeah, we're... really nailing it tonight.
There was this machine that
I home saw, runs here, baby.
I saw a video, and they said it basically can splice your brain while you're trying to speak, and which is really scary, actually. This guy had it over, and he's like, "Okay, go ahead and say your alphabet." And the guy goes A B C D, and then he turns this thing on. And he goes like, and he's like, "That was weird," because he's trying to talk, and it was mixing his brain up. I'm like, "Yeah, that's probably the government. It's government
probably
technology.
Not good for your brain."
No, wow. It was weird, but I was like,
"I don't need that."
I mean, he's right over the language centers. I'm like, "Yeah." Wow. Terrible, but that's got to be what it feels like to have.
We're
going to
have you talk, and we're going to bombard your brain with radiation.
Whatever it was not good.
All right, you in? Let's go.
Let's do it.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
All right, yeah, go get some awesome merch, Mako merch, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do yourself a favor and mm-hmm. have our logo on there. Be the cool guy or cool woman, whatever.
Start a conversation. Hey, what's that?
Cool, yeah, creepies.
That's right.
Yep.
It's the Middle Asian Creeped Out Podcast.
That's right.
All right. Nate.
Yes.
Help us out.
White on right. White on white.
We're not going to get it. We're not getting out of this episode.
All three of us.
Without more mistakes.
Tongue tied. That's a wrap.
Tongue tied and twisted. Just an earthbound misfit.
Wow.
Yikes.
Oh, man.
We hey, really didn't do
we're,
well.
We're professionals, but maybe not tonight.
Oh, sorry, creepies.
Give us a pass.
What's wrong with us?
This should just this whole thing should just go on the blooper reel.
Yeah, cut my tongue out. Yeah. Maybe that'll help.
Slam it on the table. Hey, you guys.
Well, thank you, Nate.
Yeah,
I'm gonna really try to end this well. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 275 and our discussion on the White Sanitarium. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.